Hi, my name is Zakirin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, and please check out my products and services available to you for your self-empowerment on my website at zakirin.com and selfempowermentcenter.net. And if you would like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info, or send me an email at freekeys@zakirin.com. And in this video entitled How to Create More Abundance in Your Life, I'm going to be talking about how you can heal your relationship with money and how there is absolutely nothing wrong with desiring more money or for desiring anything more in your life, for that matter, because desire is your absolute natural expression as a creator of reality. So stay tuned for my video, How to Create More Abundance in Your Life. Would you like more abundance in your life? Since you are watching this video, the answer more than likely is yes. I'm sure you have many dreams that you would like to fulfill, but what do you have in your life right now that will help you realistically achieve them? Abundance is your birthright. Abundance and prosperity is the ultimate spiritual expression. Not necessarily having abundance and prosperity, but having the ability to create and manifest abundance and prosperity is the mark of true mastery. Contrary to what you may have been taught, being poor is not more spiritual than being wealthy. In my humble yet enlightened opinion, poverty is not a healthy state of being, unless you are very happy with your poverty, but that is highly unlikely because it is our natural state of being as creators to always want more and to always want improvement. Person can certainly be happy, fulfilled, and content and be classified as poor because they have no wealth or goods, but because of their content state of being, even though they have little money, they are not really poor, but are rich in mind and spirit. And of course, that's how you actually achieve financial freedom, is by being happy with whatever state your financial state is. The key here is money doesn't necessarily give you happiness, but you absolutely must be happy to manifest money, or anything for that matter. And the key to general fulfillment in life is you must be happy regardless of your financial status and regardless of your physical circumstances. Because if you let your financial status and physical circumstances determine your happiness, then you are a slave to money and circumstance, rather than money being your servant and you being the master of your reality. Most people are not happy because of their lack of finances. They let money, other people's situations, and events determine their happiness or lack of happiness, rather than choosing to be happy regardless of their experience. This is the key to mastery and the ability to manifest what you desire to have in your life. Money, bum, 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 bum. The basic fact of the matter is you live in a world that functions based upon commerce and the exchange of goods and services using money. And if you are going to live on planet Earth, then you need money to survive and thrive. And if you believe otherwise, then you are in massive denial. And it's a lot more efficient than trading clams and chickens. If you have resistance to money or have an adversarial relationship with money, or you have made your lack of money the enemy, then you need to heal your relationship with money fast. Otherwise, you will not be able to manifest any degree of financial security in your life, and you will always be a slave to money, and you will not be in control of your own reality. And as soon as you can master money manifestation, then manifesting everything else will be easy. You will be able to manifest wonderful relationships in your life and wonderful places to live, etc. Money manifestation is the nemesis, bum, 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 that most people choose to avoid rather than master, because it is a massive and often very long journey. And just like enlightenment, once mastered, the rewards are obviously equally massive. It may not be easy, but the rewards from mastering difficult things is always massive. So, you could help your sanity and well-being considerably by giving up this denial and by giving up your lack-oriented beliefs and programs that being poor is somehow more spiritual than being wealthy. And stop using this limiting belief as a way to justify not working to improve your life. A state of enlightenment has nothing to do with your external experience. Enlightenment, happiness, contentment, fulfillment are internal states of being, and it is your choice to be happy, content, and fulfilled whether you have only $10 in your bank account or $1 million in your bank account. It is your choice to be happy and content and fulfilled if you're driving a 1985 Hyundai or a brand new Mercedes convertible. But it is always perfectly all right to be grateful or your 1985 Hyundai, and still want to have that brand new Mercedes convertible to drive. Our natural state as the creative divine masters that we truly are is to always be growing and creating. If you are not growing in mind, body, and spirit, and you are not creating something new, building and learning how to master something new, and being creative, and if you're not working towards improving your life and helping other people improve their lives, then you are in a state of decay. Everyone on earth is either expanding and growing, or they are decaying and dying, and there is little or no middle ground. 98% of the population is in a state of decay. They are dying inside because they've given their dreams away and put their dreams on the shelf and settled for mediocrity, safety, and the illusion of security. Bum, 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 bum. They primarily think about what they don't want rather than what they do want in their lives, and so they get more of what they don't want, because you get more of what you're thinking about, whether you want it or not. Only 2% of the population is actually living, growing, and expanding because they are following their dreams and working at achieving something in life, rather than just surviving and paying their bills. They primarily think about what they do want rather than what they don't want in their lives, and so they get more of what they do want. Everyone else is in a state of decay because they're not moving forward. Instead of moving forward, they live in the past and let other people determine how they will think and feel and what they will do. They spend most of their time trying to please other people so that those people will feel good about them, and then they will feel good about themselves. The key to success, happiness, and fulfillment is to take charge of your own success, happiness, and fulfillment, rather than letting others determine these things for you. Another huge key of success is to be grateful for what you have, but at the same time to want more and be actively creating more of what you want in your life. To be pursuing and achieving your dreams. Pursuing and achieving your dreams is growth and life. Repressing and denying your dreams is decay and death. Suffering does not come from desire. Some spiritual teachers have taught that desire is the root of all suffering and you should somehow get yourself into a desireless state. But that is impossible. There is absolutely nothing wrong with desire. Desire is delicious. Desire is our natural state of creativity. Without desire, there is no growth. Everything that exists has existed and will exist, that has existed and will exist, was created by the thought of it, or the desire of it to exist. And evolution depends upon a continual state of desiring improvement. Without desire, there would be no evolution. Even the desire to achieve enlightenment is a desire. Even the desire to not have desires is a desire. So there is no avoiding desire. Even if you don't have a conscious desire, Anytime you experience any degree of contrast of things you don't like and don't want, you instantly desire improvement. And that desire is instantly created for you by your source and held for you in vibrational escrow until you can get into vibrational alignment with that desire to manifest it in physical reality. Anything that you desire to be, do, or have in your life, if you can see it and feel it within you, then it will manifest into reality. That is divine law. That is the law of attraction. Without imagination, nothing would exist. And without you mastering the use of your imagination, nothing can change and improve in your life. Suffering does not come from desire. It comes from focusing on the lack of your desire or the lack of what you want. It comes from focusing on what you don't want rather than what you do want. Suffering comes from trying to please other people at the expense of your own hopes and dreams. Suffering comes from desiring goals and dreams that you do not believe you can achieve, which really has nothing to do with the desire itself. It has to do with you cutting yourself off from your natural, priceless self-worth. Suffering comes from trying to prove your worth to yourself, God, and other people by working hard, or being poor, or struggling and suffering, or by being spiritual or virtuous, or even trying to prove your worth by being rich and having a high status. And this feels bad because your worthiness is not in question. You are trying to prove something that does not need proving. To experience true happiness and fulfillment, you must get to a place where your self-worth is not reliant upon what other people think about you, your financial status or lack of financial status, or anything else that quote-unquote proves that you deserve favor and recognition. You must realize that you are an absolutely priceless, perfect, powerful, divine master of creation. And you have the power within you to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life. And you must realize that your worthiness is not in question. You are worthy, and you don't need to prove that to anyone. What is your teachability index? If you want to succeed in your life, which means that you are on the path of achieving your dreams, and where you live a joyful and free life, where you are consciously creating your reality, not just creating reality by default like most people do. If you want to manifest your hopes and dreams into physical reality, you've got to be teachable and coachable. Or as T. Harv Eker, the author of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, has stated, rich people constantly learn and grow. Poor people think they already know. So, what is your teachability index? How willing are you to learn, and how willing are you to accept change? Because if you want change in your life, then you're going to have to change things in your life. So, do you want to improve the quality of your life? And are you willing to do whatever it takes to change those things in your life? Do you want to manifest your dreams into physical reality? You want to greatly improve your finances and even achieve financial freedom? Whatever your dream is, you can be, do, and have it. You need to remember and apply the keys of creation to manifest these desires into physical reality. You need a vehicle that will help you manifest your dreams. You must learn the keys of how to master the law of attraction. You must learn how to think positively with laser-like focus about what you want, not on what you don't want. You must learn how to follow your own infallible self-guidance system will guide you the entire way to creating, to help you create what you want. And I'm very happy to work and play with you to help you master the ability to follow that infallible self-guidance system to manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires into physical reality. And it would be my honor to show you an absolutely amazing platform of fun, freedom, and fulfillment that will help you create the abundance you need to have the freedom you desire and help you achieve your dreams. So, future champion, let's lock arms and work and play together. Let's help you create a completely abundant, magical, joyful, healthy, happy, loving, and fulfilling life for yourself and your family. Let's help you create a life of fun, freedom, and fulfillment where every day is a holiday and you have the time and money to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and all you do is pursue your dreams. Contact me now at info@zakhyron.com and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thank you for watching this video, and if you got something from it, please like it and share it with your friends, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel and click notifications so that you will be notified when I upload a new video. And please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, and products, as well as the coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakairon.com and selfempowermentcenter.net. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. Or send me an email at freekeys@zakairon.com. And my name is Zakairon, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation.